Topic 1, Introduction. What is happiness?
Do you know what over 45 million people search for on Google monthly? 4 little words. How to be happy. 45 million people each month. That's 1.5 million searches per day. And that's just on the main search engine. This number could potentially be tripled if you take into consideration that our happiness seekers might use different keyword searches. Some may search for ways to be happier. Others may take a different approach and look for ways to snap out of a bad mood or how to overcome the blues. Happiness. It's important, right? And there are so many different definitions. Historic and contemporary societies have been invested in understanding and, more importantly, experiencing happiness. But how on earth do we define it? To start, we need to be clear and acknowledge there is no one definition of happiness. Scholars have been exploring happiness for over 200 years. The definitions derived have been expansive and numerous. Today, we'll examine various definitions of happiness throughout history and literature and across our great American thinkers, writers, philosophers, and even academic disciplines. And look at the views of everyday people like you and me to examine how do people go about defining happiness. We'll examine these various definitions, and they will illustrate the subjective nature of happiness. And all of this exploration we're going to do, we hope that it will move us closer and that we'll become even more clear on how to define our own definition of happiness. Since there is no one definition of happiness or some universal definition, let's begin by exploring the various definitions of happiness throughout history and literature. As you listen, I want you to think about how do you define happiness? How have you been defining that? What's been your operating definition? And are you consciously competent about what informs that definition? Is it a feeling for you, or is it a definition, something that's clear in your mind that you're aware of, that you can pursue with intention and purpose? What is that definition? Feel free today as you listen to adopt any aspects of definitions you hear to help you fine-tune or establish your personal happiness definition. So more than 23,000 contemporary books have been written about happiness. The voluminous texts and information about happiness offer innumerable definitions, and we're going to consider some of those. Listen to the following definitions offered across history and various academic disciplines. And let's go back to that challenge prompt that I engaged you in just a few moments ago. How have you been defining happiness? Are you certain about its clarity in your life and when you're experiencing it? Is it a feeling or is it a definition? Is it both? And if that is a feeling, maybe it's informed by this definition. But let's try to concrete it. Let's become more aware and more certain about what it is. Thomas Merton claimed that happiness consists in finding out precisely what the one thing necessary may be in our lives, and then gladly relinquishing all the rest. This one thing necessary. I'll read it again. Thomas Merton claimed that happiness consisted in finding out precisely what one thing necessary may be in our lives. What's the one thing necessary? And then knowing that, gladly relinquishing the rest. When you think about that, that sounds a lot like purpose, doesn't it?